Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The health insurer VHI has announced an average price increase of 3% across its health insurance plans. It says it's due to the rise in the number of people accessing healthcare, with the cumulative increases over the past year being nearly 10%. They're not the only ones at it, though. Insurers Laya and Irish Life Health have also increased the cost of many of their policies in the last 12 months. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Dermot Good now from TotalHealthCover.ie, which is part of the Lockton Group. So, Dermot, let's talk through the VHI changes first of all. We've a typical family, two adults, two children. How much extra, with this increase announced over the last couple of hours, could they now be paying?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. So look, this impact alone, just for that typical family, now depending on the plan that they have, it could be anything from an extra 80, just this increase alone, 80 up to maybe €220. But then when you look at the cumulative impact, when you look at last October's increase and factor that in as well, you know, look, some people could be looking at €300, €400, €500. It really depends on the plan that they actually have. What I would say to all VHI members, and as you quite rightly state, it's not just VHI, but like really, they really have to just shop around now. And like when that renewal lands from VHI, they just simply need to contact them and tell them that's not affordable. Or really the key question is, do you have another similar plan to what I have right now and that fits my budget? And don't be afraid to tell them what that actual budget is. I mean, the two things that people are going to miss here, Claire, first of all, you know, number one, that average figure. People need to be very, very wary of those averages. That's across all the plans. But on the plan that you actually have, you could find your increase might be close to double that average. Now, you could be lucky and be on the other side of it as well. And the other thing that everybody is forgetting is that increase that came in last October, the 3.5%. So really, people now have to budget right now for anybody renewing from the 1st of March onwards for potentially 10%. I mean, I see one of their plans is 13.5%, but roughly 10% for most people.
And what about the corporate plans? Because people were told over the years, check the corporate plans. But in this instance, with this increase, they're going up by more, are they?
They're all going up. Now, the only one thing what I would say to people is, and it looks like now, we're literally just doing the analysis now, it looks like some of the corporate plans could be as much as 5% average. But what I would say to people on the corporate plans is, typically, they are just the best value schemes. So even with the increase, because we have the consumer plans, which are the older schemes that the insurance companies will actively sell you. And then we have the corporate plans, which you, if you ask for them by name, you absolutely get them, but they won't necessarily be offered to you. And they're just the best plans, Claire, because they've lower excesses. They give you money back on all your routine expenses. But here's another pitfall. There are, I guarantee you, thousands of your listeners now who think they're in a good place because they have a corporate plan, but they're actually on a corporate plan that could be 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. That plan is now obsolete. I guarantee you it has been overtaken by other corporate schemes under a completely different name that might give similar benefits at a lower premium. So people just need to be very careful, even with those plans.
So where is the value in the market then, Dermot?
Well, what I would say to people is, see, what people don't realise is VHI have just, for example, launched on the 1st of January a range of new plans, obviously as a reaction to the new entrant. But obviously they see people leaving some of the more expensive schemes. So, you know, there are new plans coming out all the time right across the market, number one. Number two, there are family deals right now. VHI, 25% discount on a range of plans. Laya have a deal coming in. Oh, sorry, they've introduced a deal from the 1st of January where you can get free cover for the second and subsequent child under 18. And the new player, Level Health, give free cover for all children under the age of 3. So what I would say, you know, in terms of, to answer your question, Claire, where you find the value right now is, look, first of all, if your plan is more than 3 years old, if you're on the same plan, you're overpaying potentially. If you have everybody on the exact same plan, in other words, if you haven't split your cover, you're also overpaying. If you're not on an up-to-date corporate scheme, you're potentially, you know, on maybe a poor value for money plan. And then, like, if you haven't taken on a small excess per claim. So there's loads of tactics that everybody now can employ to try and keep really good cover in place, but make sure they're on the best deal available. And the best way of doing that, I mean, if people want to torture themselves, they can go onto HIA or they can start trawling through all the plans. That is the hard way of doing this. The really easy way is just phone the insurance company and just tell them your budget and challenge them to find you a better value scheme that offers similar benefits. And tell them you want them to look across all their corporate plans. and keep them on the phone. And in fairness to the insurance companies, you know, when you put it that way, they know you know what you're talking about, and they will come back to you with the best deals. And if you don't find something with the current provider, then you need to look at the others. I mean, you mentioned other price increases. I mean, and I hate to be, you know, like doom and gloom here now, Claire, but they're like for the last 2 years, VHI went up in March and Leia followed suit in April. We're expecting the exact same this year.
Right.
But possibly by lower percentages.
Okay.
The levies that we all pay will go up as well. So there will be more increases as we work throughout the year.
And can we talk a bit about the reasons for those increases? Because the VHI has said there are more claims coming in, and that is why the cost of these premiums is going up. So what is happening here? Is this just a general inflationary rise, or is there something else going on in the market?
No, it looks like it's purely just driven by claims. And we've seen this. I mean, when we look at the data that's available to us, I mean, the last HIA report, that's the Health Insurance Authority report from 2023, that clearly stated 15% rise in claims because they see all the data from each of the insurance companies that we don't have access to. And now VHI, and in fairness, VHI's press releases tend to be on the money in terms of what's happening. And they've said their claims went up by 12.5% last year. So when we see that, Claire, we have to assume that the rates of most plans will have to track that. So the normal rate of medical inflation in the market tends to be, depending on who you speak to, anything from 5 to 8%. I think if all consumers got away with an 8% increase in total for 2025, that would actually be good news, because for the last 2 years, it's been double that. To be fair, the insurance companies, I mean, the sound bites and I suppose the little bits of information we hear from them, they are seeing a reduction in that pressure, that upward pressure on claims. Hopefully that we'll see that throughout the year and that maybe we won't be seeing double digit increases. But look, all it takes is a levy increase, you know, which is going to happen in April, or a change to the public hospital charges or something like that to, you know, to pretty much make what I've said just obsolete. But for the moment, it looks like the worst may be over, but rates will increase each year just to keep in line with medical inflation. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why if people shop around and just tell them their budget, you know, particularly those people, Claire, that are on the same plans for 5 years or more. I mean, I see the queries coming through. You know, every time, for example, you cover this, Claire, we'll see the plans coming through, and the amount of people who are still on those old plans that are there 20, 15, 20 years, people paying 3,700 euro, those people or their families, they need to help those people because they are overpaying by thousands, because we see the other plans that are on the market that they should definitely be looking at.
Yeah, Michael's been in touch. He's got a renewal going through with Irish Life tomorrow and it's going up by 700 euro. He hasn't changed anything. I wonder, could Michael make a call on that now today and try and get it down?
He absolutely, and look, for anybody, so if Michael's renewal is tomorrow, he actually has another 14 days. And anybody renewing on the 1st of February, they have up to the 14th of February to make changes. And what I would suggest to Michael right now, like I'm guessing he could be on one of the 4D health schemes with Irish Life Health, because a lot of people have moved to them. And if he is on one of those schemes, Irish Life have another suite of plans starting with, the name is Health Guide, Health Guide 1, 2, 3 and 4. He should ask them for one of those schemes, or really just the question is, do you have a similar plan at a lower cost? And don't be afraid to tell them what your budget is. And if Michael doesn't like what he hears, Claire, he should simply make the same phone call to the other insurance companies and tell them what plan he's on, because they all know each other's plans. And if he says, I'm on this plan with Irish Life Health, the other insurance companies will quickly tell him, well, we have an equivalent plan and here's how much you can save. And he keeps them on the phone and he might be very surprised with what he finds out.
Mm-hmm. I have another couple now who are in their 70s with Leia, and they've been told that their premium is going up by 800 euro and they say they're so frightened.
Yeah, and I would imagine, so there's a lot of people with Leia on the Simply Connect Plus schemes. And Simply Connect Plus, it's still a brilliant plan, but it's gone up by exactly that amount. It's now basically over 2,100 euro per member. And, you know, if they want to keep the same benefits there, if that's the plan they're on, they need to stay on that plan, to be honest. But for example, anybody listening who's on Simply Connect Plus, who's not worried about hip, knee or shoulder replacements or the removal of cataracts, there's a specific list of 13 procedures. If they're not too worried about those procedures for the next few years, then they should phone Leia right now and ask about a plan called Simply Health Extra. It's 1577. It could save them 500 or 600 euro per member. And in many respects, it's actually better cover because it's one of the newer plans on the market. So, you know, Simply Connect Plus is on the market now, I'd say, probably about 10 years. Great cover, but it's been hit by every increase over that 10-year period. And like Claire, anybody, like, you know, exactly what you said, people worried about switching. All they need to do is just phone the insurance company, tell them what their priorities are, tell them what they do not want to forgo or reduce in any way, but ask them once again, do they have anything similar that will deliver some savings? And look, if they say no, well, look, it's just the cost of a phone call. But for many people, they're shocked to find there is another plan there that might suit their needs and they can make really, really good savings. So now's the time to act on that.
So the message to that couple is don't be frightened. Pick up the phone, ask them, tell them how much you have to spend, what your limit is, and they'll find something for you. And if they can't, go to the next insurance company and they'll be sure to find something for you that suits your budget. Listen, Dermot, you mentioned the health insurance levies and the fact that they're going to increase from April. Do we know by how much?
We do. So what's happening is, now this is a very complicated scheme that the HIA manages. It's basically, it supports community rating. So what's happening is the non-advanced plans, which are the lower level plans that only cover public hospitals, it looks like there will be a small reduction in their levy. So hopefully that might result in lower premiums for members. But for 80-85% of the market, we're on what we call advanced plans, and they cover public and private hospitals. I think the adult rate, the adult levy is going up by €49. And the child levy is going up by €16. Now, I'm assuming, Claire, that the increase is coming through, for example, from VHI right now, and the ones we're expecting, even though we've no definitive position yet from Leia, I'm assuming they will take this increase into account. But we can't rule out further increases from the market because the insurance companies will have to pass on that levy increase. Effectively, it's been imposed on all policies. They have to pay it. So, you know, that's something that's looked at each year. So there's always these little changes going on that could result in a change in people's premiums. What I would say to anybody, most people renew or have renewed in January. January and February are huge months for renewals. These increases by VHI, for example, from the 1st of March, if you've just renewed with VHI, you are missing those increases. They will not impact you until this time next year.
Right, it'll be this time next year. And you're fairly confident that we might be at the tail end of these big percentage increases that we've seen over the last 2-3 years?
Yeah, I mean, look, we rely on the sound bites, that the little subtle hints that the insurance companies would give us. Right now, this time last year, they were very concerned regarding the trend they were seeing in claims. And when we hear that, that just means there's more increases and potentially big increases coming through. We're not hearing that noise at the moment, Claire. Even the VHI increase right now, I mean, this time last year, that was 7%. So now it's 3%. So we're hoping that the increases that will come through from VHI and Leia and the others might be in the ilk of 3-5%. And that is in line with medical inflation. So from that point of view, look, rates will continue to increase throughout the year just to keep in line with that inflationary figure. But I'm hoping right now that what we saw for the last 2 years of double-digit increases. I mean, some people right now this year are going to be hit by 25% of an increase if they're on one of those older schemes. For the moment, Claire, it looks like that might be behind us, and where everybody, the most they should be hit with is maybe just in around 10%, hopefully below that.
I have a question here about waiting period. Please ask Dermot about the waiting period for changing policies. And they say, long story short, we have a bill for €38,000 as a result of a change in 2023. Now, I don't know if that long story is too short for you to make an analysis on that. What might be going on there, Dermot?
Yeah, no, I tell you, I know exactly what's happened here. So there's two things. If somebody increases their cover, moves to a plan, and there's extra cover on the plan, or even what happens is sometimes there, somebody reduces their cover but doesn't really notice the reduction and then finds out too late when a claim comes through, you have to wait 2 years before you can basically avail of the higher cover. So in a nutshell, if anybody listening thinks they may be underinsured and they're thinking of upgrading their cover, do that while you're healthy. Because if you do it when you're healthy, the extra cover will commence immediately. If you wait until you've been diagnosed or you have symptoms of something, the insurance companies are allowed, they basically won't give you the benefit of that for 2 more years. So be very, very careful. Once again, anybody who's thinking of joining, join when you're healthy, because then after 6 months, you're on cover. If you wait until you've been diagnosed with something, the insurance companies have you for 5 years. So once again, anybody who's thinking of changing or reducing their cover, always get the insurance company to explain exactly what are the benefit differentials. And in fairness, if you ask those questions, they will explain everything because they know the calls are all recorded.
Does that happen often that people would be caught with a bill like that, 38,000?
Do you know what? That level of shortfall doesn't happen often, Claire. But what does happen, though, people who basically make transactions online, so people who join online or people who don't review all the details and check everything over the phone with the insurance company and they just make the changes themselves. A lot of people make changes just based just on the monetary side and they forget to ask the insurance company, okay, I know I can save €700 here with this change, but what exactly am I losing? You know, tell me what I might be, what I mightn't have, what mightn't be the same. That's a really important question, because you may find that you can save €700, but the shortfall that you could incur by virtue of a small change in your benefits could be multiples of that. So if in doubt, get professional advice, but check everything with the insurance companies. And Claire, they're very good at explaining the differences, and they'll have all of your claims in front of them. So they should be able to tell you that if you do make that change, you won't have the same cover for this hospital. And then you can, you know, you can think, well, is this the right move for me? That's why we always advocate phone the insurance companies, check everything over the phone with them.
Yeah, you need to be very careful. Now, you mentioned that there is some value when it comes to covering your children. But again, and people ask this all the time when you're on, people are asking us if you can put your children on different plans to yourself. And you can, can't you, Dermot?
Absolutely. You can split your cover. I mean, look, a lot of people question the value of insuring children right now because it's free to get treatment in a public hospital. But what they don't realise, children are on waiting lists just like adults. 8% of the 700,000 people on waiting lists are actually children. So we would always advocate split the cover. I mean, put the children on lower level plans to match their needs. And as I say, VHI have a 25% discount right now on the enhanced care schemes. So why wouldn't you select one of those plans for your children? Leia have a free cover offer on the Flex 125 Explore. Like, when you think about it, Claire, if you have a family of four or five people, everybody should be on a different plan to suit their needs. Mm-hmm. So you do not have to have everybody on the same plan. That makes it easy for the insurance company. So once again, assess everybody's needs and put them on plans that match those needs. And that's how you get the best value from your health insurance and also avoid overpaying.
Sounds like a lot of legwork, putting everybody on a different plan.
Well, let the insurance companies do that for you. For you, for like, you know, just sit back with that large mug of coffee and, you know, put those questions to them. And, you know, that half an hour on the phone could save people a lot of money. So I would advise everybody, it's not too late to do it now. And by the way, Claire, you can change cover mid-year with Leia and with Irish Life Health. So if you're with Leia and you renewed in December and there was no free cover offer for children, you can phone them today and basically go on that free cover offer for your second, third, fourth child, no problem, and you get the rest of the year free. So look, you know, people often overlook that and they think, right, I won't worry about that till next November. There's still savings to be made now.
Just a quick one here. 58-year-old single woman who says that they're healthy enough. They're on the 75 day-to-day plan. That's a VHI plan, isn't it?
Now, they're missing the first part of that. There's a number of plans, Claire, that with the 75 day today, we'd need to know the first name of the plan.
Oh,
for example,
okay.
it could be enhanced complete care 75 day today. That's what it sounds like. And all I would say is if that's the plan they're on, good cover, but it's too expensive in my view. It's €2,155. They should basically phone up VHI and ask about a plan called either, so two plans, PMI 3613, which is 1720, and the PMI 4810, 1935. They'll save money, stay with VHI, and for routine expenses, far better cover.
It's like a secret code, isn't it? PMI 3613, PMI 4810, and that's where you get the value. And I have somebody who's on a PMI plan here. They want to know if PMI 2912 is a good value plan.
Yeah, what I would say, Claire, like the VHI schemes, that PMI 2912 is still a very good value scheme. Like most of the VHI schemes that, like when your plan starts with 29, or sorry, with PMI, then it's a good value scheme. Like that plan right now, they just need to be careful. It's under €1,400. I think it's about €1,380. The only thing they just need to be careful on that plan is that there's about four private hospitals in the south of Ireland that are not fully covered.
Mm-hmm.
So all I would say, they're not overpaying, but they should phone VHI and just get VHI to explain, listen, what's not covered on this plan? You know, where might I get into bother on this plan? And if they're happy with everything that VHI tells them, they've selected well and they're not overpaying.
Dermot, thank you so much. As always, taking all of those questions on the fly, that is Dermot Good there, who is from totalhealthcover.ie, which is part of the Lockton Group. Another text from Cavan, where they can't understand how the ESB are still able to connect us. We have been moving around relatives' houses. Our house is a fridge. Rural areas should be a priority, not an afterthought. Keep them coming in. 51551 is the number for your text messages. 0870 32 32 32 for WhatsApp. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.